Morning, Masa.
Hello.
Hello, it's Circle S Central Call.
Hi.
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 Hello.
We have a bad echo on the line.
Hello.
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 Caroline.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to connect to Patricia Poblete from Chile.
This is Patricia?
Yes, I'm Margarita.
Oh, I'm Danny Vendron, acting as a proxy for Catherine Clayman, can we?
Could
not make it.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
How are you, Michael?
Fine.
Is that Michael Schneider?
Yes, sure.
Thank you, Michael, for providing the bridge.
No problem.
Who's the person who just thanked Michael?
Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Hi, Ken Stubbs. How are you?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Didn't hear you were in.
Hopefully, I don't know if the airport's bothering anybody, but...
Do you hear the music?
Yes, I do.
What's that?
Someone put us on hold.
Oh, sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Patricio.
Hello, Patricio.
How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm happy you are online.
Yeah.
He's not.
He's not well.
Good afternoon, everybody. Dennis Jennings here.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi there.
Hiya.
Hi, everybody. Ken, you're in charge, I gather?
No, I think Caroline is starting it off. And,
Caroline, you there?
Yeah, I'm there, but if the airport bothers people or if at some point I'll have to get off, so we'll see how efficient I can be here.
Okay.
Hello, this is Hiro Hota.
Hi, Hiro.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I have just a couple minutes after, so maybe I'll wait till about 5 after here. And
I received an announcement this morning from Elizabeth that there's a new sending the IP constituency, Guillermo Carey.
Yeah, Guillermo Carey.
Ken, I didn't hear. Do you have a question? Or?
Well, I want to make sure that he's taking Antonio Harris's place. Is that correct?
Oh, Guillermo would be taking, Ted in terms of the IP constituency. He's
right.
The third person, the Latin American person that we elected.
Right. Oh, IP, I apologize.
Yeah, that's why when you said Antonio Harris, I was thinking,
We have a very strong echo, I believe.
I don't hear anything, but...
Hi, everyone. This is Aunt Catherine. I've got the moderator code right now because Michael's on the way. We've got snow chaos in Germany. And
I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're on the phone.
Right.
good to know.
Finally, I made it.
Hey.
No more than 3.5 hours from Frankfurt to Cologne.
Fun.
So you have a snow emergency in Germany, too.
Yeah.
This is the case in north, east coast of the U.S., too, right now.
Really?
I'd like all of you to know that we're having a snow emergency in Florida today. The temperature is supposed to get up to +27 Celsius. May you
hear passing hell, the police, is what we say in Ireland.
Yes, the police are passing out sunscreen and stopping cars. One of these days we'll try to talk someone into having enough common sense to hold an ICANN meeting in an area of the world where the weather is most assuredly more reliable than it might this week be in Cologne, Germany.
That's true, but the problem is that, you know, nobody can get out from Washington, New York, Boston, Chicago, and, you know, so on. Major airports are closing.
Okay, so we have myself, Dennis, Patricio, is Teresa on? Is Cato?
Yes.
Okay. Recognize your voice. Philip?
Yep.
Don?
Chuck Gomes for Don.
Okay. Hero, I saw, heard you.
Yeah.
Michael's here.
Right.
YJ?
Yes.
Okay. Did Raul make it or no?
No.
Okay. And did I hear there was a proxy for Kathy?
Yeah, Danny Van Rome.
Can you say that, can you say that again?
Danny Van Rome.
Danny, okay.
Yeah.
And Ken?
Yep.
Was Guillermo on the line? No. And Axel?
No.
Axel? Okay.
Someone answered you when you asked about Guillermo.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I heard he was at Machu Picchu. It's unlikely that he'll be on the call.
Okay. Well, he was just elected, so I didn't expect him to be ready. Do we have...
Has Eric or Roberts checked in yet from Australia?
No.
Erika?
No. So we're missing Erica then and Teresa. I think we knew Raul wasn't going to be here. And then I think... My other two cohorts aren't going to be here. Okay, well, I think we'll go ahead and get started. And as I said, if this airport noise or if it's creating an echo, just let me know. And then if I have to, I'll step out. Everybody's seen the agenda. I wanted to add, I realized that I had missed. Hello?
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi.
Hi.
We've got everybody on except for... looks like Erica and Raul.
Okay.
And my two counterparts who I knew weren't going to be here.
What?
The two remaining IPC aren't here.
Oh, okay.
We're just going through the agenda, and I was to make sure if anyone had anything to add. The one thing I noticed is I forgot to put in a section for YJ to give a summary on WGE, and I would just suggest that be put right after WGD.
Sounds perfect. If you saw the update on WGD is not overly extensive, so I'll do what I can on that one.
Okay. Was there anything else that anyone wanted to add?
Also when we're talking about WGC, I can report on developments with .eu, which are relevant.
Okay. Well, I guess the only other thing, and it was going to be just to set up something for Teresa, Kathy, and I in Egypt to finalize a charter or some sort of working document for the EDRP implementation. But they can do that offline. Okay. Election of a temporary names council chair. Currently, at least in terms of people who have expressed interest or have been put forward, I was myself, and I'm taking myself off the list, Dennis and Ken. So I guess I would ask those two to just reconfirm that they're interested. And this would be I think as we suggested, something like a six-month position that was supposed to coincide, I think, with the summer ICANN meeting.
Well, if I may come in, Caroline,
yes.
First, Dennis Jennings here. I am indeed interested, but the pressure on my time does not allow me to make a commitment at this point in time.
Okay.
I could only offer to do it on an ad hoc basis. I'm very sorry.
Okay. No, and I had the same situation where I'd been speaking with Ken offline, and I just don't think I can do that. And just even planning for this meeting was a bear, so.
Yeah.
Well, Ken. Don't say no, Ken.
No, Ken isn't going to say no, but what Ken is going to say is that you've all heard Dennis and Caroline, who have both done an excellent job in managing the Names Council meetings, indicate that they would be possibly available on an ad hoc basis. So if Kent accepts this, Kent would like to know that he has two excellent people that would be there for him in a pinch, and hopefully I think it would work very well on that kind of an arrangement.
Okay, then can I propose that we take a vote on Ken with having myself and Dennis be two alternates, and again, this would just be a temporary arrangement, but at least so we have people that are accountable if, you know, Ken can't make a meeting, or so we have people there to step in. I guess I'll go down the list.
As long as it's identified who the alternate is in advance.
Well, that's why I'd like to get people's views on going ahead and saying that we would be voting on Ken and then voting on him having two alternates, Dennis and myself. If that's all right with Dennis.
That's all right with me, yes, thank you.
So I'd like to at least, I guess, let's take a vote on Ken. Do I have any objections? Okay. Any comments? All right. Well, Ken, ta-da. <You're> the, can't tell you how happy I am right now.
The only thing, Caroline, I'm going to say is that because you've been so deeply involved in preparing this meeting, I'd like you to take it as far as you can in this meeting. So this
sure.
may be my first meeting will be Cairo, and then if we decide to do some sort of an interim meeting between now and Cairo to go over anything, I'll be happy to chair that.
Okay.
That's acceptable to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine, and that's why I put in a note just so that people who are either going to volunteer themselves, that they realize that, as I found out in Santiago, that we may have to co-chair the GA, and so it is a big commitment. But then may I take a vote on having Dennis and I listed as alternates? I guess we'll take each, having me listed as an alternate. Are there any objections? Any comments? Okay, that'll pass. Dennis as an alternate, any objections? Comments? Okay, Ken will be the chair. Should we set a time? Because I think we always presumed there would be a meeting in the summer, but should we set a deadline here regardless of what ICANN does? And should we just make it 6 months from today?
I think we should just make it for the meeting that's going to be in Tokyo.
For the, you know, when's that?
No, Tokyo meeting, Yokohama, I heard, Lee.
July, your Tokyo meeting.
It is Yokohama. Late July, right?
July, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for the late July meeting, we then make that the transition to the next chair.
Okay.
So the end of July, should we say?
Yeah.
Yeah, Elizabeth, let's coordinate. Just put something in there to say that it will be coordinated with. Now, would it make sense, though, in terms of a trade-off, are we intending to have then an election before that meeting so that the new chair would be chairing that meeting, or would we want to have Ken pass it over after the meeting? And the reason I ask that is because it is important that we're not stuck beforehand. We need to at least then have elections sometime no later than June.
But I think it's a sensible idea. I think we should have Ken who'd hand over the end of that meeting.
Okay.
And indeed plot elections before that. That can happen.
Okay.
Well,
any objections to that?
The meeting is on the 15th and 16th of July. I don't know how long you need for elections.
Well, I think the problem is that it's not only elections, but I think it's also having a discussion beforehand as to the format and style. We've talked about at least two different structures where it would rotate versus some sort of temporary 6 months or 1 year. And so we would need to have dialogue and discussion on that, decide on it, and then have the election. I just want people to appreciate that that would all need to be done before July if that person was going to be responsible. So I like Philip's suggestion. Does anyone either disagree or have comments on that?
Yeah, this is Ken. I just want you to know I have no problem in handling the planning and managing through the July meeting. So that's fine. I've already budgeted planning on attending it to myself.
Okay. And do maybe Elizabeth, we could put a note that obviously what we need to start thinking about in terms of our next, not in Cairo obviously, but afterwards, is to, whether it's a small group, but start thinking about chair structures. Okay, let's move forward then. The next item, if I could ask Philip, because I don't know if Danny is prepped for that, to make a report on WGB.
Yes, I hope you would have seen, I made a brief posting to the council, which is basically a copy, an edited version of what Michael Farage, chairman of WGB, had posted to the group, which was summarizing his plans leading up to Cairo, whereby he wants to bring the group to some sort of decision or set of options, and would also make a combined sort of famous name information presentation to the board, and also where the group has got to. And that really is the state of the moment. Combined with that, what Cathy and myself had done as names council liaison people, is put together a document which tried to eke out that area of common ground that we hope all parties on the working group would have, and combine that a suggestion for certain principles that relate to the wider question of the main name. And we posted that to the group for discussion, and these have been discussions and some support for what we're trying to do, which was encouraging. And I believe also, and maybe that somebody from the IP efficiency could give more detail, but I believe that there is a paper that the efficiency will present shortly to the group, which also may make it for Cairo if adopted. That it goes forward in terms of making some concrete proposal in terms of how famous names could be treated, which I think is a good step in terms of progress, making something concrete as a proposal as to what the group could be about.
Do you have a time? Has Michael already set up a time in Cairo?
There is, I believe, time has been scheduled for the working group B presentation to the board already.
Okay. And that's separate and apart from the WGC discussion.
Yeah, that's happening on day 3, isn't it?
Where do you see yourself going in terms of, I know with respect to a charter in WGB, there doesn't, did you guys find one or did
I contacted Mike today just to check that I was looking at the right places, and he confirmed indeed that there wasn't one formally, but there he was basing what the group was doing on a resolution the board made in Berlin. Unfortunately, on trying to find what that might have been today, I also failed, but clearly it suggested things rather informal. I think Cathy and I will revisit that and think about going further with the charter. Perhaps depending on the outcome in Cairo and whatever papers may be adopted, it may be it reaches a certain point where things can change and perhaps the whole nature of what the group will then be discussing or group to come may change anyway. I think we'd like to wait and see that before we do any more.
Okay. Have you guys looked at all, and I ask this because they're really the same questions of working group C, to see who is part of the membership and to see that at a minimum that all the constituencies, have you confirmed whether they're represented? And then if we include the individuals who don't have their own constituency, but are they represented in some form? I know that I don't think we've ever done that in Working Group C, and I didn't know if you guys had or thought that was...
No, I mean, certainly when B was first set up, that had been part of the plan. How things have changed since, I'm not sure.
Well, I think I'm curious on people's views on how they feel about that. I think that that's one of I think my concerns is that when we do start getting proposals that are brought up from the working group, we need to see, obviously, that there was consensus based and that everyone had an opportunity to participate. And you know, I think it's going to be difficult to do if we don't set something in place now, and it both with respect to working group B and C.
Yes, I think you're right.
Carolyn, this is Teresa. Was that that we needed to make sure that there was representation from all the constituencies there?
I'm sorry?
Uh-huh. You're raising the point about representation from all the constituencies in the consensus process?
Right.
Yeah, that's something that had also been discussed very early on, that needs to be clearly stated so that when the Names Council reviews the recommendations and any of the backup materials, that there can be verification that there was an outreach and a consensus-building process to reach the recommendations. So we always, one of the discussions had always been to have, that there's basically a paper trail. So part of that was also to make sure that there was the representation from all the constituencies.
Okay, and that's why I think that maybe, and again, we need to revise with respect to, you know, Working Group C. I think Jonathan, the chair, realized the need for that, given that it's a bit outdated, and there really are no deadlines, which make it always easy to have things don't be delayed. But I think part of the charter, and I'm asking for people's opinion, my feeling is that part of the charter and part of the responsibility of the chair is to, you know, at the onset, you know, poll the members that are interested and be sure that there's not a certain area that's missing, and if there is, that they notify either the chair or the Names Council that so that we can reach out to our constituencies and make sure that they're participating in the process. And that's why I included the individuals, since they don't have their own, but that through the GA we would make sure that we would reach those people. But anyone else's thoughts on?
I would like to ask a question to Michael.
Michael?
Maybe it sounds a little bit provoking, but the question I ask myself is there any likelihood that will we at any point in time will reach consensus within Working Group C?
I honestly think we may. I think Jonathan's done. I'm sorry, is there somebody there? I think Jonathan, the co-chair, Jonathan Weinberg, is doing at least a good job of trying to stay focused and put in his time in terms of reviewing comments and things. And I think that if we focused more, and these are just my personal feelings, if we focused more instead of trying to, in a sense, have these straw poll votes, but to really identify what are the options and have even small groups, for example, the issue of charter GTLDs, have a kind of a smaller group, again, making sure that all the members of constituencies, at least one person is represented, and obviously more can participate.
I'm with the Names Council since its very beginning. I think that's exactly the way we have discussed the issue again and again now. And it turned out that obviously some constituencies or members of some constituencies are not willing, able, or interested, or whatever, to participate in the process. And now delaying it again and again until all the constituencies have participated, I think that leads us nowhere. But to me personally, I think, at least with regard to the first question that Working Group C had to answer, is there a need for additional GTLDs? Should they be, how many GTLDs should be issued and when? I think any option we have with regard to that question is quite obvious to me now, because I've heard different opinions on that question again and again. I have my personal opinion. I know of most of you what their opinion is. I've discussed this issue over years now with lots of people. So I think it's quite obvious what the ways are that we could go, and I think at some point in time we should come to a closure.
Right. No, I agree. And I'm not suggesting, in other words, that we hold up until all the till we find one person from each constituency. But I think what Teresa was saying, that at least we know that we've reached out, and if they are declined to participate, or aren't interested in this particular issue, but that it's noted, so that if you know certain things pass through, that you know people feel it's clearly affecting the constituency, and they've chosen not to participate. We need to know that in order to vote at the end of the day.
Well, let me make a very concrete suggestion. Shouldn't we try to come up with a concrete proposal by Cairo and then publish it for public review and then suggest something to the ICANN board?
This is Teresa, if I can just interrupt. First of all, I have to agree with Michael that this working group C has gone on forever, and I think that we do need to move on something, and especially by Cairo, given that there's going to be a public forum discussion on this as well, and we've sort of vetted the discussion for as long as humanly possible. At least the working group C level seems to have. But that set aside, with regards to the representation on the constituencies, Working Group C, if I recall correctly, ever since the beginning did do an aggressive outreach to make sure that there was participation or awareness in all constituencies. So I think for that working group, I would have to go back and look at the material, but there should be sufficient documentation to show that there was outreach done and there was, efforts made to at least have involvement so that if there was an involvement,
Teresa, quite honestly, isn't the question whether or not we should issue new GTLD just the question that has been put enough efforts on, and that's the question that has had the most outreach at all, that has been subject to the GTLD MOU process?
Absolutely,
that has been
yeah.
discussed, that has been discussed again and again subsequently. Of course, there are lots of issues that need to be discussed with the whole world, but I think this issue has been discussed over years now, and whoever has had an opinion on this issue voiced it.
Yeah, and Michael, I'm sorry, what I was trying to clarify was my statement on the need to ensure that there was the representation from all constituencies, and my concern actually lies more with some of the other working groups, but not working group C. That's not where the concern lies. So I agree that with the question that has been given to Working Group C and with the length of time of the discussion and the actual outreach efforts by Working Group C, I think that there's, we can probably move on that pretty soon.
That would be good.
Okay, let me just
one point. I've been participating in the Brussels ECPOP workshop, I think that was yesterday, right? That has been one major concern voiced by several of the participants that we need to do something on the results of Working Group C and need to reach closure, and I would agree.
Okay.
I think that's a certain and serious public concern now.
Okay. I'd like to just at least finish up, because I don't think there's much, with Working Group B. So, Philip, after Cairo, then you guys will obviously analyze the results and then presumably put forward something in some sort of timetable as to what the next steps are?
Yes, that's exactly our plan.
Okay. Is there, as you see it, in terms of our meeting there in Cairo, aside from just having the discussion, then we're not going to be doing anything substantive in terms of any voting or...
On WGB issues?
Yes.
No, I think it's a question of a report, probably with options, unless things progress particularly quickly based on this new paper.
Okay.
But it may be part of options, I would guess.
Okay. Getting to Working Group C then, does anyone have any other comments on Working Group B?
Us. On B now, I was going to say that on C.
Okay. Going to Working Group C, we sent you and Jonathan prepared a report, and I just sent some follow-up on our charter. Jonathan agreed we did need to revise it. There's obviously views that at a minimum that we've had a lot of outreach on issue number one, which people aren't familiar with, is there should be a new GTLD and how many. Does anyone feel that, again, as Working Group B is doing, that the public forum, though, would provide any additional light that on that issue, or, as Michael's suggesting, do you think that's something that we should be taking up in our meeting in Cairo in terms of some sort of vote?
I think one of the fundamental problems about Working Group C was that its original three-point mission was just outrageously ambitious, really, and that's really manifested on the group. Jonathan has indeed recognized that, and in his latest proposal, yes, it indeed that just issue one should be addressed. And he also sent us communications, which I forwarded, which was showing the selection of questions, about eight or so policy points that he was thinking of adopting, or having discussed as part of a final policy paper. My feeling is also that those questions are also very wide and likely not to to reach a unified opinion. And I think it may well be time just for us perhaps to provide some very narrow focus as to what achievability we would like from Working Group C. And I would agree with the calls earlier for a timetable being Cairo.
Caroline?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Kent Stubbs. Mm-hmm. I'd have to agree with Philip that there's no doubt that the charter to ambitions in terms of the number of questions we need to try to put some sort of closure on that. I also feel that there's more than an adequate public forum to get an issue with respect to question 1 out. We had one prior to the last ICANN meeting, as a matter of fact, same way Harvard went on. I think from a practical standpoint, we can start to move forward to arrive at some sort of a recommendation that the council can deal with in Cairo. So I'd just like to echo Philip's recommendation there.
Should I then request of Jonathan to present his position or report paper with respect to the first question so that it can be voted on in Cairo? That's what you're suggesting?
Philip, I think I would actually be narrower even than the first original question, because the first original question as part of it was, the first question was easy, should there be new names? This would be yes. If yes, how many and which were the next two questions? And those are the two key crunch questions that is impossible to answer. However, there was a section of that original part one which was more interesting, which is what should be the mechanism for developing new GTLDs. And that point, indeed, Jonathan picked up in his recent posting as to what he wanted to do next. In his point five, in terms of what characteristics must a new GTLD have. And I would have thought that suggesting to see they focus just on that part of the brief would be very valuable, because it avoids producing an end result. There's got to be 10, there's got to be 100, there's got to be 1,000. But it forces a greater thinking around what do we want the GTLDs in general to be saying. And I think it's a very valid point of the original brief.
Okay. Well, I think that in terms of, I guess it depends. There's been a lot of discussion, for those of you that aren't on Working Group C, on all of these issues. And I don't, he's been taking some straw polls, one on obviously the number, and they plan to continue to take some on different issues. Do you think it makes sense, and I don't know, because Michael, you're on Working Group C, I presume, or?
Pardon?
Are you on Working Group C?
Yes.
Right, okay. Do you feel that there would be any value? I've had at least several requests from individuals that think maybe these issues, though, would be better resolved kind of with smaller groups. Really, like you're saying, focusing on the actual mechanisms and how this would work and what the, really, if we're going to say chartered, they look at it, the issue, what are the pros, they outline what are the cons, and with each alternative, have just a bullet point type of paper. As Philip's saying, doesn't necessarily suggest the answer, but at least educates us, and then perhaps will then lead to an answer when people have identified the pluses and the minuses.
Who's to provide the bulleted list?
Well, I just see that I find it's going to be very difficult through the way that the WGC is currently structured to get things done. And I do think it has something to do with the numbers of people that are on there. And I wonder whether, since Jonathan's just done a good job, I think, of at least breaking down some questions, and maybe the Names Council needs to focus them even more, but to suggest that members in the WGC three or four work on this issue, three or four work on that issue. It still would be presented to the WGC as a whole, but at least it would get something moving forward as opposed to trying to get everybody involved in, you know, the day-to-day process.
Sure. I totally agree with you. I think that's exactly what we should do. However, I feel that we are in a position now where we easily could decide the first question, whether or not we should issue new GTLDs and how many. I think everything has been said with regard to that question. And even if we have another small working group doing that job again and reiterating what has been done in the course of the last couple of years, I think there won't be any new results. Whatever straw poll I've seen, whatever commenting period I've seen within and before Working Group C, I think it has been said, this has been put the same way any time, every time I've seen exactly the same question and proposals. And therefore, I think we are in a position where we either can decide it by now or have to postpone it again and again.
Okay, well, what we could do is, you know, again, this will be finally up to us as to whether consensus is reached in terms of a solution on that issue. We can ask Jonathan, again, to just provide us, and I think he's already done so in internally, at least at WGC, with, you know, an official report to us to discuss and vote on at least whether consensus was reached on that issue in Cairo. I don't think that would be a huge burden for him to do because I think he's already done that. And then we'll just have it on our agenda to do.
Right.
But I think our next step would be is to, in looking at what Jonathan's suggesting, one, making sure that none of these are too broad, as Philip was suggesting, that would be non-productive, but to crystallize those questions or issues, and then to suggest that smaller subgroups be responsible with a given deadline for coming up with what they feel are all the options for that issue with the pros and cons, and then presenting it to the full WGC.
I agree.
Is there anyone, and this I think comes to really the next thing on the agenda, though, is, you know, Jonathan needs help, and I think he needs direction, obviously, from us. Is there anyone, Michael, that would be interested in chairing, or co-chairing, I should say, with Jonathan? You know, it would obviously involve what I just mentioned, revising of the charter, and just really, I think, providing some support. And
although I really would like to do it, I have to mention that I'm currently in the process of setting up a couple of German companies within a joint venture that I'm responsible for. We are currently in the process of acquiring huge facilities and restructuring them to data centers, and that's completely filling out the date to me.
Okay. I appreciate that. I mean, I'd rather you say that than, you know, volunteer and then we, you're overburdened. I don't mind to do it. The only problem is that I unfortunately have that horrible stigma of being an IP person, which I don't think is well received by the WGC group. And I think that's why Philip and Kathy decided to kind of co-chair on the WGB, to have kind of a lesser effect on anyone feeling as if one group is being given special treatment.
I mean, if it's a question of helping managing the process leading up to Cairo, I would be happy to do that as a sort of a temporary position, and then we can perhaps review that post-Cairo in terms of what the group could do, and or if it's going to be a section of other smaller things. I'd be happy to do that if that would assist up until then. I wouldn't want to take it in any more because I have a possibility of CLB as well.
Sure.
Caroline?
Yes.
This is Ian again. I'm just wondering whether or not it might be a good idea for us to try to possibly defer a formal election of a co-chair for another week to 10 days because we have some significant changes going on in the makeup of the council right now. I believe that we have two people that are coming in from the registrar constituency, and I also believe that non-commercial people are having elections, and maybe some of this fresh blood might be available, so I'm just wondering whether or not we could possibly defer that and maybe give reach out to some of these new members or people who may be members now who would know after an election that they will be continuing in a position to make a commitment like that, and maybe follow it up with some sort of an email ratification.
I think that's a good idea, Ken. I had forgotten, actually, you're right, that there are several new people from different constituencies. Maybe what I can suggest is, again, that way I won't have to be called, you know, co-chair, but I could work with Philip, again, to...
I'm getting a significant echo all of a sudden now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's me or... but why don't we postpone that, and then I will take Philip up, and I'm very familiar with Working Group C, so this won't be new to me, and I can look at Jonathan's questions, but maybe what we do is we propose and work with Jonathan on crystallizing the next issues and setting up a structure that will allow, in a time frame, that will allow the issues to be really promptly and thoroughly discussed.
I'm very happy with that. I mean, just looking at Jonathan's last set of suggestions, he was asking about 8 points he made. Four of them mostly reflect to sort of the ways that registries may operate or qualifications, and another set of four which relate mostly to GTLDs. And it may be, given the timing in terms of Cairo, but simply asking to focus on those that are relevant to the GTLDs in his own set of questions. Would be the best focus we could provide.
Sure.
So the questions can be left one at a time.
Right, and I think the meeting in Cairo then will obviously, you know, from the results of the discussion on these issues, you know, we can input them into the appropriate group and then take it running from there. Okay. Michael, though, had mentioned there was at least the initial question of, one, should we have new GTLDs, and if so, how many? Shall I ask Jonathan, the co-chair, to at least submit something official to us for us to have discussion and vote in Cairo? Anyone have any objections to that? Okay, then I'll ask him to do that. And I think, actually, that will hopefully give us some goodwill with the members of Working Group C, that something's moving forward.
Well, I think it will give us some goodwill with the internet community to show that we are moving forward on the issue to get out of a working group into a more public forum to get that in there.
Right. All right. Any other issues on Working Group C? Philip, you mentioned .eu.
Exactly. Just .eu. Just reporting back really from the meeting that Michael and myself were at yesterday. This is the European Commission's pre-ICANN consulting meeting and information sharing. Esther Dyson was there, and Andrew also from the ICANN Secretariat. The Commission, as many will know, have launched this concept of .eu as a domain name proposal. It's justified on the basis of being on the reserve list of the ISO codes, and they're having a consulting process like any commission proposal at the moment. The initial responses to that are an overwhelmingly loud yes from the citizens of Europe, the companies of Europe, and from the governments of Europe. This is not really surprising. We could have asked the question, I think, about any domain name and got a similar response, probably. What it means, though, is that the proposal from the Commission will be presented to ICANN with a strong expectation of an answer yes. And this leaves us, of course, with the interesting technicality that we have an application coming in the same way as we've had CCTLDs in the past for a domain name that is going to be technically regional, that will be perceived by the way the large as being a detailed deal.
Philip, I'm sorry. Could you please repeat? You're echoing so badly that I could not hear the last 1 minute or the last 30 seconds.
Right. I'm just saying that we have a proposal that's likely to be presented to ICANN with an expectation of a yes that is being presented in the format of a CCTLD, that is actually a regional DLD,
to my mind, will be perceived by the world as a GTLD. And I'm really just reporting on this to say that this, if anything, justifies our earlier conversation in terms of the time frame having a response from Working Group C on GTLD, because I think any more delay and we will find that our process is ambushed by this development.
Philip, this is Teresa. Can I just ask a question? The public comment period that the Commission has put its paper out for
is another 15 days or thereabouts.
Right. It's also my understanding that there's actually some technical aspects here that are, I mean, the public comment is fine if they choose to do that, but there's, you know, this whole process is really something where, you know, if it's on the, what is it, that 1366 list and, you know, all sorts of other things, that it, there's really a procedure that needs to be gone through. Do you have any sense of what the status of that is? Not on the 1366 list or whichever list that is, or the ISO list.
It's on the 31662 list, it's reserve list. But what I'm really reporting on is the political reality.
Yes, no, I understand the political situation. I'm just trying to compare it with the reality of what's going on.
And my view is that the UC will get its way in having the status of .eu shoved up to the 31661 list, and we'll be expecting either yes or ICANN when it makes its formal application.
Can I come here? Dennis Jennings here.
Thank you, Dennis. I was going to say, you're awfully quiet.
Just listening there. It's my view that will not happen. The .eu is on the ISO 3166 reserve list, and it's not on the ISO 3166 main list.
Can you explain the difference? I mean, I'm going to plead ignorance here.
The reserve list is for codes which have been reserved for territorial entities, but not been assigned or agreed to be assigned. So the European Commission has managed to get .eu onto the reserve list, but it's not on the main list, which is the CCTLD list. But more important, God, there's a terrible echo. Anyway, more importantly, however, there is no process defined for the creation of new CCTLDs, and there's certainly no process referred to the DNSO, nor is there a process referred to the CCTLD constituency. So in terms of process, it is impossible for this to be agreed by ICANN if they have any sense of responsibility at all to their processes. Further, since it's definitely intended, since it cannot be a CCTLD politically, I mean, it is not a country, it is therefore, at minimum, a new entity called a regional TLD, which does not exist in the ICANN or internet lexicon at this time, and there is no process for creating it. If it's a pseudo-GTLD, then ICANN has no process for creating new GTLDs. So simply in terms of process, it is not possible, I believe, for ICANN to respond, no matter what the political hype there is and the PR going on at the moment by the Commission. It's not at all clear to me that a government or an administration of an international treaty such as the Commission is the authority for making such proposals in any case. In fact, the question as to who is the authority is a very interesting question which the CCTLDs are trying to discuss. So on process grounds and on authority grounds, it's not at all clear that this is an appropriate request. If ICANN accedes to that request, then it will raise some very interesting issues for ICANN, for CCTLDs, and for government. In terms of the demand for .eu, there has been no process gone through to evaluate the demand. The polling the ISPs and the registrars with all due respect, is simply asking people, do you want to make money, more money? And it would be very interesting if anybody said no. So I think there is a lot to be done here. The center people representing the European CCTLDs met and discussed it and released a press release on this, which is on the center website, and which I'll forward to you on the next council list. And basically that press release stated that there were a number of things that needed to be discussed and that the center members would begin to look at this and would hope to report in March. End of statement.
I guess I ask a question. Does the Names Council need to get involved here?
Well, if the Names Council is not involved, then we might as well all pack up our bags and move away. This is fundamental to the nature of ICANN. Is ICANN a bottom-up consultative process organization there to, in an industry self-regulating fashion, regulate the operational management of the Internet by consensus? Or does it take its instructions from governments? Or is it a pseudo-government which just decides whatever it thinks is politically expedient? And those are very fundamental questions, and I'm not at all sure what the ICANN board's view is of these questions. If one were to take an extreme case and they were to approve .eu without consultation, then I think you'd see a tremendous number of people simply abandon ICANN and look for alternative solutions to the operational management of the Internet.
I'm sorry, Dennis. Actually, with all due respect, I think I need to disagree there a little bit. I think that there's certain places for the Names Council to become involved and for the DNSO overall to become involved. We already have a lot of things going on our plate, and I sometimes question whether we're even able to handle that at this point. I agree with the bottoms-up process, and I agree that those are essential factors of introduction of new GTLDs. We've not gone into the scope of introduction of new CCTLDs to any extent or anything in that realm. And from my understanding of the .eu debate itself, there's a question on the ISO, whether in that phase, so the premises for which the CCTLDs were even administered or granted from the start with the 1591 and all of that, whether it even falls into that realm. So I do need to question whether the NC, let alone the DNSO, would need to be involved in that debate or not at this point. I think if ICANN were to make a decision or receive, I don't know, a request or a proposal or whatever it might be, then that's a different issue. But right now, all we really hear about is the debate in the press about it.
Exactly. And by the way, ICANN has not received a request.
I don't know.
I've asked. I've asked. I've been told authoritatively by Andrew McLaughlin last week that they have not received any such request.
This is Louis, Dennis. Yes, I can confirm there is no pending request for a delegation on .eu. I would also just like to mention that we believe there is a policy for creation of new CCTLDs that is in place, and we are following ICP1 in that regard, should there be any complication.
But if Dennis's, this is Chuck, if Dennis's statement is correct, and it seems like at least the way things exist right now it is, that .eu is not a CCTLD, then to take action on a .eu, which seems to me has all the same issues associated with it as new GTLDs, an area that we can't come to consensus on, seems to me that that would leave a huge inconsistency in terms of actions being taken.
Right. I think maybe the point that I think was well made is that there's a common period for what the Europeans are doing, and that technically this has not been brought into the ICANN process.
and perhaps when or if that happens, then we, and obviously Louie and ICANN will, at that point, decide what, if any, action we need to take.
Yeah.
Yes, is that Ken?
Yes, it is. I have a request to make in this area. At this point in time, it doesn't appear to be that there's anything clearly definitive with respect to Names Council action. But as a member of the Names Council, I want very much to be kept abreast of exactly what the issues are and where we're going. I commend Dennis for forwarding the information that, on the center side to us, and I think it's extremely important that anyone who's involved on the Names Council who has access to background information on the development of any of these issues get this information out to the members of the Names Council only on if the only justification be that we are at least as informed as possible on these issues. I don't like being left in the dark and having to hunt a lot of this up.
I agree 100% with you, and I think that we will continue to monitor it, and and obviously would ask. My guess is that for the people that are more interested or are more affected by it, that they will come forth with information that will allow us to make a decision, as we are today, about are we ready to take action yet? And does anyone feel that we need to set up something now? Or
I think it's right. We have to be involved in this debate. It's entirely appropriate that the Commission hasn't yet approached anybody else about it because it has having a consultation process, and the wording on its own website about that is that after the consultation period, pending on the results, the Commission will decide how to proceed. And so that tells us what we would expect at this point in the process. But I certainly think we need to be progressive of it because it is a very interesting development that has potential to destabilize precisely what we're all involved in. I think we need to manage it. I mean, I'm quite enthusiastic about the concept. I'm just very concerned about the process.
Okay. Does anyone object, I guess, is obviously staying informed about it, but feeling at least at this time that it's premature to necessarily set up any working groups or task force to do something specifically, as opposed to just keep informed and when we think it rises to a level where we need to get involved?
I think that's the most appropriate way to go.
Okay.
Yeah, my request was just an appeal to all the members of the board of the council here and any members of ICANN or anyone else who comes across bits of information and positions and so forth, to just forward them out and let's hear more about it because I think it's extremely important for all of us abreast of all the issues.
Dennis, could I ask you to kind of at least be our point person for keeping abreast of this issue?
Yes, indeed, but I'll certainly keep you abreast of the center discussions and so on. I there isn't enough time in my life to keep abreast of all the commission machinations and so on. I should stress that I'm neutral at this time on the creation or not of .eu. It may be a good thing, it may be a bad thing. And we're just trying to understand the processes here and make recommendations to ICANN on the processes.
Well, I'll give you an example. For instance, my understanding, I've heard in somewhat of a roundabout way, that Center has some major meetings coming up in the next 10 days in Amsterdam, I believe. My guess is that these issues will be surfaced in one way or another there at the meeting. I'd be very anxious to find out if any positions come out on those issues.
Okay.
At the same point in time, there are enough people that are working with the commission that we should be able to at least hear some sort of information.
Yeah. And just a final point, by the way, there are some governments who are not enamored of the proposal, notwithstanding what the commission says. So it's a little more complicated than it might appear.
But at a minimum, we should all be telling our constituencies, about the report and the ability to comment before
Absolutely.
The 15th deadline. All right. We're going to move on.
10 to the budget.
The budget.
And I will, before you start, remind people that we did receive a message from our friend Ben Edelman from the Berkman Center to that we will, we have an outstanding balance of $2,400 and actually $2,600 after the Friday, today's webcast.
I just reported information I got from Andrew yesterday.
Okay.
The Secretariat is sitting on some funds which they've received as part of the constituency's $5,000 payment. And the suggestion was that if we were happy on this call to approve payment of this outstanding balance to the Berkman Center from the funds that ICANN are holding on our behalf.
Okay. Louis, do you know, Andrew's not on the call, right?
That's right.
Do you know, by chance, the status of the payments?
I believe it is $5,000.
Pardon?
I believe it is $5,000.
No, I meant the status of payments, actually receiving.
What I'm saying is payments total one.
Yeah,
oh.
I don't, it's not a large amount, but it could be $5,000. So.
Okay. So we'll just urge everyone to send out the reminders to their constituency. Because after Cairo, and then obviously hopefully after we can finalize the budget that we'll let Ken talk about, we're on our own. So we need to get moving here. Ken, go ahead.
Without trying to sound too cynical, I've made arrangements to have a table put up outside the Names Council, and we'll be selling T-shirts and boutonnieres to all attendees to help send the Names Council to camp in the United States. I would draw your attention to a couple of items here. I'm getting a terrible echo as well. First of all, on January the 5th, I submitted thoughts on the budget process to the Names Council for their review. And on February the 18th, Elizabeth submitted some additional input to the Names Council. After reviewing the input from Elizabeth and taking into consideration what I had gotten in the past, my proposal to the Names Council at this point in time would be to set up a very limited group, a very small group to help to finalize some sort of a budget. I would say at this point in time, the original proposal, and I'm only comment, this is somewhat of a personal comment, but more of an observation. Proposal that I've seen at this point in time contemplates a budget which I, speaking as a registrar, would have an incredibly difficult time selling to the registrar constituency. And I think we need to take a very close look in conjunction with the ICANN staff, seeing what services we're going to have to pay for, number one, and who will be providing them. And at the same point in time, I think we can also reach out within some of the constituencies and find out if there are some of the services that have been identified that the constituencies might be willing to help to underwrite in one form or another. So I recommend to Caroline at this point in time that try to put together a group to, let's say, finalize the budget and have a solid proposal available. I think we all have to recognize at this point in time that there will be, in the budget process, a certain amount of negotiation because there's proposals here that involve employing people and providing services. So I think anyone who goes on to this committee would have to realize that they are going to have to be in a position to make some suggestions to help move negotiations forward. So, Caroline, I really think that's where we are at this point in time.
Can I just ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
In terms of where you have the staff, is, you know, one senior assistant, Elizabeth, and one junior assistant.
No, that's where Elizabeth's proposal has the staff, and I think that's important for you to understand again. Elizabeth had a meeting, and I'm not speaking for her, but rather taking information that was provided directly to me. Elizabeth had a meeting with some people in Europe that are close to the entire process, and between the three of them, they helped to develop a proposal for what they felt
they would need in order to be able to provide a level of service that they envision the Names Council and the DNSO will need. I received that report on the 18th and forwarded it immediately to the council. So, go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, but I think my question really was, when we're saying this is staff, is this a staff that would be available to the Names Council or to the entire DNSO, which would mean the constituencies would have these resources? Was that contemplated?
Elizabeth, can you respond to that, please?
Yes. I believe that in the proposal I submitted, and we were figuring out the service for the Names Council and the service for working groups and the service for the General Assembly. It does not cover the service for constituency itself, as constituency are completely different one from another.
Okay.
But we tried to include all the costs related to everything, including General Assembly.
Okay.
And I believe there is something important. We do not know how to deal with that. We have General Assembly chair and alternate chair, and both of them should probably travel and have telephone access for ICANN meetings, for DNSO meetings related to ICANN process. I'm sorry.
I guess you're not saying both. In other words, if the chair could make it, then the alternate chair would drop.
Yes, of course. But, well, a budget per meeting,
sure,
to attend meetings.
Right. If you look at Ken's numbers, I think it comes out to, I did a little math, but $17,900 per constituency. And this is, again, assuming that even ICANN would pick up the other half of what this is. So there's, you know, a large number, and obviously it's, you know, for some constituencies,
yes,
that either that are already giving money to ICANN.
Yes.
This will be very difficult to necessarily justify. But Elizabeth?
Yes, I understand perfectly. I was in Brussels yesterday as well, and I discussed a few minutes with Andrew McLaughlin. With the budget for the DNSO, there is a part of the budget we depend, in fact, on ICANN. If we have meetings in conjunction with ICANN meetings, it is normal that ICANN rent places and pay for that places. So we may foresee the budget for that, but in fact, it would be better that this part of budget be taken into account directly by ICANN. And everybody feels uncomfortable with the fees paid to ICANN, to DNSO, to constituency, to regional groups, to whatsoever else. So probably the group can suggest to discuss closely the budget, should discuss with ICANN staff and see how to solve these difficult issues.
My proposal would is based on the assumption that an ICANN staff member would be on that committee. It would almost have to be, because they really are a focus through this.
Well, I would suggest then that I think the ICANN staff, I think a CCTLD, I think a registrar, and obviously anyone else interested. Are there other people that are constituencies? Those are the two that I could think of that clearly will want to have some input, given that they have some other financial obligations.
Well, I would think that the GTLD registry would also be interested, since it is also a major funding source for ICANN.
Forgot that one.
I'll concur.
Sorry, Chuck.
We love you, Chuck. We didn't forget you.
I agree with Ken. I mean, I think it needs to be a small group, and it's one of those things where I think we have to say, like Michael said at the beginning with WGC, we need to move forward. Ken has posted this, and why I want to give a great thanks to Ken for working with people and getting the information. I think that we need to move this forward, and people have had the opportunity to comment, and they will still have the opportunity once you guys come up with a proposal. I mean, it won't necessarily be a done deal.
and we just need to move forward. I think we've had ample opportunity to give input, and we will continue to have that, but I think the group that is working on the day-to-day needs to be a small group representing the, you know, the interests that will be affected. I mean, we all will be affected, but I personally can tell you that I don't need to be on this committee. I have trust in the people from CCTLD, registrars, GTLDs, and I can, to come up with something that is going to address everybody's concerns.
Just to say, because of my day job in terms of running an association, I'll be very happy to participate in that group and provide any light for that.
Okay. This is Teresa. Actually, I think that would be great because the business constituency has its own fee system for that constituency. So I think it would be good if Philip could sit in on that as well.
Okay. CCTLDs?
I don't know how to react to this to this at the moment. I'll bring it to the CCTLD constituency.
Maybe what we do is we have Ken send out an email to the NC asking who's interested, with keeping in mind, again, that there's, I think, certain groups that really should be there. And, again, if we give them the opportunity and they decline, then at least we've done our duty. But so they can start getting working on it. And, Ken, can I ask you just to send out an email with a request for people with a very short time frame? Will you guys be able to get something together by Cairo? Is that too close?
I think it's going to be tight. I was going to make one comment without offending any members of the Names Council, but I would say that this is an item that almost everybody here has expressed some sort of position on in an informal way around drinks, cocktails, and everything like this, but I have seen very little in the way of any response at all to the proposal or to the comments that I made back in January. And to the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen anything on Elizabeth's comments that were forwarded. I don't say it's the lack of concern, but I would say the lack of commitment to helping in an area like this it makes it somewhat difficult, and frankly, it's getting to the point where it's almost becoming embarrassing. I'm having the same problem within my own constituency, and am starting to jump up and down and raise hell about the fact, but I do think that we really need to get a little more actively involved in some of these areas. This is not a continuing one-year program. I will assure you that there will be a member of the registrar constituency, whether it's a council member or whether it is another member of the registrar constituency, who will be involved in this process, but with the council member oversight.
Ken, Dennis Jennings here. The proposal is fine. It's a very reasonable proposal. The problem is that we lack, at least I lack, for the CCTLD constituency, a financial frame of reference within which I can make any comment or judgment on the proposal.
Right.
The difficulty of raising the $5,000, which I committed personally to on behalf of the IEGR registry, was difficult. And in fact, the only way that we can get the money to ICANN is if we get invoices to about 15 different organizations that ICANN is struggling with. The putting a question for some fraction of a $250,000 budget, assuming that anybody agreed that was a reasonable number, without having resolved the whole question of the funding of ICANN, is in fact going to be a complete waste of time. I mean, people are just not going to respond to that, or they want to say, well, let's sort out the ICANN budget first, and anyway, we want a one bill from ICANN. We don't want a Mickey Mouse bill from here and there, so it should be buried into that. Now, our other sort of comment. So it's not that the budget isn't reasonable, it's that I don't have a framework to put the question yet.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is this, and this wasn't directed in any...
No, I know that. I know that. I'm just responding for the CCTLD constituency.
The first problem we have to look at is we have a twofold problem to look at. first of all, we have to look at the magnanimity of the problem. In other words, exactly what are we talking about here? What I'm trying to do is to create some sort of a vehicle that allows us to at least have on the table for discussion exactly how large, what number are we talking about? Now, there's no doubt in my mind that there are still serious concerns about how we come up with a funding mechanism to provide that number, but you got to know what you're dealing with to begin with, and that's mainly what I was tasked with, and I have exactly the same problems. I mean, we all know the issues, but the registrars say we're already paying through the nose. The country codes are saying another thing. Everybody has their own ideas as to why they should pay. The registrars have the same problem with invoicing. But at the same point in time, the one thing I don't want to have would be a situation where we have a funding mechanism and people suddenly say, I'm not going to pay or I don't want to pay because, as far as I'm concerned, this number was foisted on me, and I never really had any input, and it's too big, or it's too small, or it's inappropriate. And I guess that's really why I made the comment that I did make. But I have no idea whether or not, I'll use this as an example without trying to offend anybody, because I don't mean it this way. I have no idea at all whether or not let's say the names, the non-commercial or Chuck Gomes or the ISPs feel that this number is too big, too small, whether, you know, I know that each one of them has their own ideas as to how they're going to deal with whatever number we come up with, but boy, I'd sure like to know whether or not, in your opinion, we really need 1.5 people. Do we really need to spend $25,000 for name servers? You know, I got professionals in this organization here who do nothing but manage that kind of business. And even if it's a note on the side saying, Ken, let me lay it straight to you. I think what they're proposing for $25,000 should be done for $5,000. It would really be helpful to us and as we move down the road that we get this kind of input. It doesn't have to be... all we're asking is for input. This is not a public comment to the group.
Suggest this, then. If we're looking at both the numbers, you know, the two issues about the numbers and then how do we and from who, at a minimum, I think with Ken, you sent this on the 17th, and maybe you could resend it, but you've got some numbers here, and I think we say, you know, between now and in Cairo, give yourself, you know, a couple days for Cairo, you know, ask the Names Council for their opinions, and I think to the extent
right.
no one responds, that then in Cairo, you can tell us, report to us on what the comments and the suggestions were and maybe the modifications you made, and then we're ready to discuss it and at least get a number that we can all agree with. And
that
then
would
we'll
really be helpful.
Step. Okay,
yep.
And I think that's what we have to do. And if people don't respond, they've had the opportunity. I mean, you sent some of these numbers even, you know, several months ago, and, you know, and I think Dennis was the only one. I don't remember exactly that responded, but I think it's going to be important. Obviously, I know the non-coms and YJ, you had made some comments when we were in Los Angeles, you know, about the concern about funding. So we need to have the input. So why don't we have that set up, and we'll put it on the agenda for Cairo to really discuss any issues about the numbers that Ken can't resolve.
Well, Caroline, this is Chuck. Of course, I haven't been involved throughout the process, so maybe some of this was communicated earlier, but just looking at those numbers myself, I assume there's a basis for those numbers, and without knowing, understanding what that basis is, whether it be a work breakdown structure or something, very difficult to comment on them, on that kind of a proposal. So, and maybe that's a job for this small committee that's going to made up, but
well,
really
I think
some basis for the numbers. In other words, a lot more detail, and then we could go back to other people and justify it. With just these raw numbers, it's virtually impossible.
I guess what I would be doing, the numbers, and I guess maybe this is just my sense of trust in Ken and Elizabeth, is that Elizabeth has been doing this, and through her and the Berkman Center, that's how these numbers come up with, and I know you wouldn't know that because you haven't been involved. You know, Don's been here, but...
So the numbers, and then if people have problems with them, and that's where they came from, and if someone clearly feels that seems high, what I was hoping was more comments that, you know, I don't think we need that many teleconferences. I don't think we should have to pay for the GA chairs, you know, traveling or, you know, any means, certain expenses. Or are there certain expenses that you notice that are missing?
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping to get from people. I'm hoping to get a comment from somebody like Chuck, for instance, that says, okay, fine, you're proposing, this is addressed to Elizabeth, you proposed one full-time person and one person for a third or half-time, and we need some sort of a tasking as to how you arrive at that deal so that we can review it, because there's a possibility that work you're contemplating either can be done or provided by someone else, or in some cases there's a possibility that the work you're proposing may be done at a significantly lower cost one way or the other. So I just think that I'm really looking forward to everybody who has had any experience with any of the areas that we're working at giving me your thoughts to help make it work.
May I add something?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth online, I believe that all of you are right, that when you wish to know a little bit more about why, how many time, how many such a cost for staff, and we were trying simply to put together all the time spent online and to deal with mailing list on the DNS.org, and it is really, really very huge. And we probably will suggest to you, and it is the next item on the agenda, is to make a presentation, some statistical information from the secretariat during Cairo meeting, and then to give simply to people the information about the time, about the cost, and where the cost is.
That's a good suggestion. I don't know if you still have it, but Elizabeth on December 6th sent at least an email which at least listed, in terms of what she identified as the support we would need, with a number of hours and kind of manpower for different things. So
I started. Yes, you are correct. I started in December, and then I started really to make observation. And since few weeks, we have also Harald and Roberto, and we are working together, and each one of us spending some time on how to deal with list problem and with behavior of list and with setting filters. And nobody really knows how many hours it takes, and we will simply put figures to the people.
Caroline, can I come in? Dennis Jennings here.
Yeah.
I've looked at the budget a couple of times, and it seems at the sort of level of detail that we have at the moment to be a very reasonable budget proposal to publish. I suggest you don't spend an awful lot of time micro-refining that until there has been a reaction from the community as to whether that level of budget can be funded.
Okay.
Because you can work it out in fine detail and then discover at a very high level that people aren't prepared to fund that level anyway. So I think that to save time, let's publish it. Let's say this is a draft budget, and let's go on to the next step, which is how do we fund a budget without committing that this is the final budget that we'll be looking for.
You are correct, Dennis. Thank you.
Okay. Good idea. What I'd like to do, though...
Caroline, there's somebody who's trying to get through who's been for quite a period of time. It sounds like YJ, but I can't tell.
Yeah, right.
Well,
my voice is too late to hear, because this time I'm using, like, you know, kind of teleconference facility, so my voice is okay to hear.
I'm having a hard time hearing. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, let me just like read what the status of NCDNX is, like, you know, just to pull your picture, what's going on, like, you know, in NCDNX. We kind of try to get some consensus on how to gather the collect, you know, this kind of money assigned by the NSO last time. But the problem turns out the some organizations are ready to pay, but the problem is they want the invoice. So I don't know how, you know, item level can sent some invoice to organizations and entity and agency, because the problem with the non-commercial is some organizations are kind of rich enough to pay, but most non-commercial organizations feel very difficult to pay for. So if you can send us an invoice, that would be very grateful for non-commercial constituency to contribute some kind of, you know, this donation.
Louis, can you comment on that?
I didn't hear the whole thing. It was something about sending an invoice?
Right.
She's
an invoice
getting, she's having trouble getting
yeah,
them
right.
to pay because they have to have invoices, Louise. She
yes.
doesn't know a methodology for it.
Well, actually, usually non-commercial organizations, they are the ones who used to get funding from outside. So when they pay some things, they have to show some receipts or invoices or something. So that's why, like, most non-commercial organizations ask us to send invoices to them. So I just wanted to know whether, like, ICANN level can send invoice to the non-commercial organizations who are ready to pay.
The procedure that we are following in the case of the registrar constituency is that the that Michael Palage, who is the secretariat for that constituency, is sending invoices by email to the members with instructions for them where to wire the money, because many of them are international and want to use wire transfer. Would that procedure be suitable for the non-commercial plain name holders constituency's purpose?
Yes, that would be great, because otherwise non-commercial constituencies cannot, like, you know, finance themselves, yeah.
Can you generate a list that shows who the members are and how much they should be asked to pay?
Yes, yes. We have the member list. It's about, like, almost 9 organizations. But this should be kind of, like, but I'm not, like, because of invoice problem, we couldn't develop the, you know, this question step further. So, as long as we kind of get answers from you, yeah, we can kind of develop this discussion further. So we will try to make it until, you know, a kind of meeting with some more details. Yeah, this kind of not commercial situation. But personally, I guess this new budget proposal might be very burdensome to non-commercial constituency in general. So that should be, like, discussed in maybe small group of people. But I guess probably Kathy wanted to talk about this. But so I hope, you know, there should be some position in the small group of people for non-commercial position too.
Oh, definitely. Ken, I'm going to have to ask you to take over the meeting so I don't miss my flight.
All right. Good luck. Have a good flight.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Good luck, Caroline. Yeah, Ken, if I may interrupt, Dennis here. I'm also going to have to, I'm under time pressure. I'm going to have to hang up. My apologies.
Okay, Dennis. I was going to make one comment regarding the budget. You've got someone else there from the CCTLD, so please, though.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Before I step into the chair, I'd like to make a comment as the person who's responsible for drafting the budget. I would like to let everyone know that at this point in time, I do not personally feel that the budget is in a position, or the proposal is in a position to submit it as a, quote, draft budget proposal for public comment, because there's an implication there that it's been deliberated on by members of the Names Council, and that it deemed to be something that needs to be put out. And frankly, there I'm very concerned about some of the size of some of the expenses. Plus, I'm also concerned about some of the underlying principles. Now I'm speaking as a representative from the Registrar constituency. I'm starting to hear terrible echo here. The idea, I'm not exactly certain how much time and effort has been spent by Roberto, Harold, Elizabeth, and all of the other powers to be to get rid of all of the horrible noise that
I've seen out there in the GA from the multiple personas and some of the fringe elements, I frankly would have a very difficult time getting the registrar constituency to fund an effort that allows the kind of abuse that we've seen at this point in time. And I think we would have to take a look at the expertise that we have available to develop systems that make the list more efficiently, because I am going to guess that Elizabeth has in her budget probably 75% of the labor time that she spends monitoring lists. And I think that's just totally unacceptable. There's just too many organizations that have too many lists with many divergent points of view that don't have the kind of problems that we have. And I think we have to do something to develop a system that makes it smoother. And I recognize that we have to be open and transparent, but at the same point in time, I'm getting frankly tired of dealing with 11 personas on Jeff Williams. I'm not going to let people cross the road. Are there any other comments?
Philip, again, I would like to agree with almost everything you've just said.
Okay. So at this point in time, what we really have is a proposal with Dennis on the table suggesting to publish a budget report, and a counter proposal from me saying that I don't think the report is ready to be published yet. So I'm going to have to see whether or not we have enough of a consensus in the Names Council to formally offer this out as a draft budget for comment, or whether or not the Names Council feels that working group that we're putting together, members should have the opportunity to look at it a little more closely before it's put out. All those on the council in favor of publishing those budgets, let's be seated at this point in time. Would you please indicate in the affirmative? I'm not hearing anything from anyone, so I'm going to assume that at this point in time there's no consensus or support for proposing this immediately, and that automatically puts it into committee for review. I very much appreciate if any of you are interested in participating in the committee, if you at least send an email out to myself or to Elizabeth indicating your desire. I'm assuming at this point in time that the committee will consist of Elizabeth and I can be staff member. Louis will make arrangements to get that out. Thank you, Louis. And I can assure you that there would be at least one member from the registrar constituency, and I know Philip, I'm sorry I don't have all of the 8 minutes at this point in time in front of me, but I mean Philip volunteered. And hopefully Dennis will be able to invite somebody from his constituency. And Teresa, did you indicate that either you or some member of the business constituency would be available to provide some input there?
Well, Philip is on the business constituency.
That's correct. I'm sorry,
but I'd also
Philip
be interested in participating.
Okay, well, I think we need as many, I'm not trying to say this should turn into a group of 20, but I would hope when you get some more refined information from Elizabeth as well as from the committee, you'll all comment on it.
I'd actually be very interested because the grappling between the different budgets of the constituencies, the ICANN situation, and the DNSO, and, you know, there's only some, I think it's important to sort of get this refined.
There is one more request that I have. I'm assuming that Michael Schneider is still on board.
Yes,
I know that the ISPs have a strong expertise in the area of hosting and connectivity. I'd ask Michael if you might possibly arrange to have someone contact Elizabeth and review the proposal with respect to that budget item, and let me know whether or not you feel that's in line or whether or not there may be some alternatives available. That was one item that kind of jumped out at me. I very much appreciate that.
I could certainly do it myself.
Thank you very much. I think at this point in time, it might be a good idea to move on forward to item number F. It's a status report on working group D from Teresa. So, Teresa, would you please?
Yeah, I can keep it very short. I've been in contact with Brett, who's done a tremendous job in, you know, trying to get working group B moving forward. In the note I circulated to the news council late yesterday, I indicated that there was a meeting in Los Angeles. There was a summary of that discussion circulated identifying some outstanding areas. There was a schedule circulated on January 6th to start finalizing a draft. And there is a smaller subgroup of Working Group D that's currently working on that. And I'm in the midst of just getting an update as far as what the status is of that. Understanding if there is a plan to have something prepared either to put for public comment or for other discussion at the meeting.
Okay, dope. Are there any questions that anyone has for Teresa regarding Working Group D's efforts at this point in time?
Teresa, Philip, there was a question in the agenda about securing agreement to this idea of when a working group deadline should be and the sensible suggestion about the
I'd responded to Carolyn. I don't remember who I copied or what on that, and I couldn't tell if the question was directed towards me or if it was directed towards working group B. I myself don't have a problem with changing it to the midnight time zone of the submitter.
I think this came up before, didn't it? And there was concern about whatever the last process was, and some people thought that they didn't have enough time or whatever. And it just struck me as a very good proposal, and if it's something that we can agree to on this call, then why not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I guess, you know, there's the question of, you know, how do you determine where the submitter is? You know, little glitches like that, but, you know, I think those can be worked out. I think that, you know, there's, Elizabeth has that very good timeline of, you know, sort of different parts of the world and what time it is there. Maybe there's a way to, you know, just make sure that the clock, you know, that we have something where it says, yes, this was by midnight as a submitter. I'm sure technically there's a way to do this. I just would prevent it from being abused in some ways. Not that any of our deadlines right now have things that are really concrete. If we do run into a situation where, you know, we need to make sure in the voting or whatever it might be, that there is a deadline that's respected. We need to make sure that we set a precedent.
Thank you. Are there any more questions? Under the agenda for the Cairo meeting, I made a gross oversight in the budget area. I am hoping very much that Ben Edelman or someone from Berkman and Harvard is monitoring this webcast.
Sure. Yep.
Thank you, Ben. I would very much appreciate if you could make someone available for the small work we're talking about, because your function is a material item. I'm having a lot of trouble understanding myself. Could you or one of your staff be available to provide input to this group on the budget?
I am, either by email or by telephone.
Great. So I'm going to put Ben and one of his people working with IKEA to make sure we get all of those areas covered. Let's move ahead to the agenda for the Cairo meeting.
Before moving to Cairo agenda meeting, I guess, I wanted to comment a little bit about Working Group E, because like when I was listening to Working Group B and Working Group C discussions from our new council, I really, you know, realized outreach and awareness process was really needed in this awesome, you know, activities. So I think I just wanted to comment like some point what I feel about like probably like from the underrepresented region perspective. So the first like information-wise, like specifically underrepresented regions like including Asia, Latin America, Africa, feel like really left behind. So whenever we come over here, like, well, for example, EU had a meeting in Brussels, and like Esther was invited, and people come that exchange information, and well, sort of things like that. So like, but usually Asia and Latin America, Africa people don't know what's going on in general. So that's why whenever we have some issues in front of us, we will feel really embarrassed how to decide. And like the second thing is about like probably like different positions. Because like when you talk about working with B and working with C, for example, like Michael pointed out, it seems like it's stuck in somewhere. But to tell the truth, like almost Asia and like the other region people think it's too fast to catch up with all the processes. So I definitely think at this moment, you know, maybe our risk perspective, it can be a little bit down, but like a willingness perspective, there are so many things that should be done for people to decide. So working with E, you know, regarding all of this, working with B and C issues, it should be kind of like a highlight somewhere in the origin. I mean, is it the one who I missed the echo?
I would tell you, YJ, I'm having a very difficult time understanding about the last 2 or 3 minutes of what you've been saying. I think it might be a good idea because we have such a bad connection, or at least I have a bad connection, and I can't even comment on your comment. If you might consider putting something down, there. Sounds like.
Oh, really? No, it was not my point. And my point was, like, you know, for example, to catch up with working with B and working with C, the understandings among, like, you know, the regions from Asia and Africa, Latin America, to speak, like, you know, activated first. And otherwise, the people feel very difficult to kind of have a definite position to whether to move to. But I guess maybe I should talk later and also have some kind of echo.
Yeah. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you too, because even repeating, I heard you say I just can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. Maybe someone else can hear you better. So I'll ask you to please put me down and put through an email if I think you can follow up on
it. Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's go on to the agenda for the Cairo meeting. First of all,
I just have also a request from Andrew yesterday, which is that he would like us to set the precise hours of our own meeting, which is scheduled for morning late March, and also to give a message to say that in the morning of the day before, Tuesday 7th of March, there is now an opening session and an address by the Prime Minister of Egypt, and so the suggestion is that they would like to have a bit of turnout for that. And to encourage just between 9:30 and 7:30 on that Tuesday, that the public seems like you shouldn't take place in the state of possible.
Well, thank you. I think it's important for the constituencies. First of all, Andrew, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Louis, are you?
Yes, I am.
Still there. Okay. Do we have a list of the, has Andrew gotten a list from the various constituencies as to what they're planning their meetings and their room allocations and so forth? Are we in the process of working on that?
I believe he's working on that. He's received some, but has not received input from all of the constituencies.
Ken?
Yes.
I have information, I got information from two constituencies. CCTLD plan to meet on 7 March afternoon starting 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. approximately. And business constituency plan to meet the same 7 March afternoon, Tuesday afternoon between 2 p.m. and 5 and half p.m.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, what was that second constituency?
Business constituency.
Okay, thank you.
I tried to put on the DNSO.org website Cairo DNSO agenda, which means only 7 and 8 of March.
Okay. I understand. I think the registrar constituency is tentatively planned for a meeting on the afternoon, also. I'll have to reconfirm that with Mike Lodge. At this point in time, then, right now we're scheduled, according to the ICANN site that I'm looking at, for the Naval Council meeting in the afternoon. I received an email from Roberto Gaetano last night indicating that Roberto will be attending the ICANN meeting. So I'm assuming that Roberto will be there to chair the GA meeting in the morning. I have not heard anything more about a schedule or an agenda for the GA meeting.
Robert, maybe you request Roberto to join the conference?
I might not be a bad idea to see if you can call and get Roberto in to find out what the plans are for the GA.
Okay, I hope he will call us just in a few seconds.
Okay. Right. Let me go over the agenda again here. At this point in time, we're hopefully on Tuesday morning now. We'll try to keep as many of the delegates available for the opening session so that we can bring out a good group for the His Excellency, the Prime Minister. In the afternoon, I'm assuming that there will be a significant number of constituency meetings. Wednesday morning, the General Assembly will be in session. Roberto will be chairing that. The afternoon meeting, the Names Council, and by then we should have a clear constituency composition, because there will be some, I believe, some additional elections between now and the meeting in Cairo. So it's very important that we try to bring those people who will be first-timers in the Names Council up to speed. I know the registrar constituency is trying to push its election up, and I believe the non-commercial people have an election sometime in 2020.
Die Terminierung Ihrer Konferenz endet in 10 Minuten. Your conference is scheduled to end in 10 minutes.
And that's Deutsche Telekom. And Catherine, could you do something about extending the deadline? Catherine?
Yep, I'm doing that. One second.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think we need to decide on the exact length that we want the Names Council meeting to be on the afternoon of 8th of March.
Okay. My understanding, I'm looking at the agenda, there's an evening, there's a dinner that evening. Louis, is there a tentative time for the dinner? 7 to 10, or is there cocktails before, or what?
I don't recall.
Well, let's operate on the assumption that at this point in time, we should try to end the meeting by 5 o'clock, unless there's someone else who feels that's not enough and too much time.
Yeah, looking at the agenda for the following day, the morning session is 9 to 12.30, is lunch 12.30 to 2, and then afternoon session is 2 to 6. So perhaps scheduling 2 to 5 for the Names Council would be about right. Is that 3 hours you have before?
Yeah. That
this point in time, it appears that what we'll have as agenda items would be and see chair's reports, a bunch of committee report, or at least a preliminary budget report, and also reviews of the General Assembly's meeting in the morning and comments by the chair of the General Assembly, because I'm going to ask Roberto, with your permission, to make that presentation directly to the ICANN board, I mean to the Names Council. Also, I'll probably suggest that at some point in time, we have the ICANN staff people prepare a summary of items that they would like to bring before the Names Council meeting as well, if there's anything they feel is pertinent at the time. We also show here a discussion on the intake committee as proposed by the Burton Center. And also, my guess is at this point in time, probably have status reports from Working Group D, and then also when I get a better handle on the Working Group B, exactly where they stand at this point in time, probably have them as well. Is there anything that we're looking at in terms of an agenda item for Cairo that's not showing at this point in time on here?
Hello, just to let you know that I joined, Roberto speaking.
Yes.
Hi, Roberto.
Hello, Roberto. I don't know whether or not, it's my understanding, Roberto, that you will be in Cairo and you will be available to chair the GA meeting on Wednesday morning. Am I correct there?
Yes, it looks like. I have straightened up things here in the office and... So I will be able to make it.
All right. If so, we'd like to ask you if you would attend the Names Council meeting in the afternoon and be prepared to provide a report of the actions in the morning session. Elizabeth would be there to help you out. Is that all right?
Yes, fine.
That'd be great.
Ben?
Yes, Elizabeth?
Oh, this is Teresa, actually.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
I was just wondering if perhaps we could also just... thank Roberto for his efforts. I'm still on the GA list, and I have to say, with the amount of work that it's required to get it to at least where it's at right now, I just wanted to thank him for his time and effort on that.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I just removed approximately 700 non-essential postings from the GA list in the last 2 days after re-reviewing him. Roberto,
exactly. I just wanted to sort of highlight that.
Yeah.
You and Harold have done a marvelous job, Roberto. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. What I would like to point out is that, in fact, most of the job is done by Elizabeth, who is doing all the technical part, and also by Harold, who is taking care of the most difficult position as the list monitor. I think that for me, reading the message and reading all these 700 plus out of scope messages can be considered even fun. If it was not for the fact that I have to, that there are some reaction from Joe Baptista who overflowed my personal email box and those kind of things and is calling here the agency or whatever. But it's not a threat, anyway. I'm glad that we can survive. Just one statement I would like to do. My concern is about the GA list. I think that it's not... I don't think that it will be easy in the near future to be able to manage the GA list and to put that back to order. And I think that in light of this, we need to very carefully make the distinction between the GA membership as a body where we need to make sure of being able to identify people and have some kind of the real important, quote unquote, business because of whatever. Whatever task the GA will have been assigned by the Name Council, and the GA list that I don't think that it will ever go beyond the status of a discussion list where, you know, you'll be ending up in discussing a little bit of everything. And it is absolutely impossible to enforce rules on the GA list. We have been discussing this with Elizabeth and with Harald. And, you know, I mean, we can try, but every time that we try to put some control, we'll have a week of overflowing messages of criticism about putting the control, and this is getting counterproductive. So, on the other hand, there are hundreds of people that are potentially interested in the activity of a General Assembly, including a lot of people that are part of the constituencies, and that will be willing to discuss things. And we need to find a way to do it. I'm happy that we could manage to have a GA physical meeting in Cairo. I hope that a lot of the people that are part of the constituencies will attend the meeting, and I would like to, you know, make a plea to the people in the name council to go back to the constituencies and push them to attend the GA meeting, because it will be important that all the forces that are part of the DDMSO take responsibility in first just you know, personally in the life of the General Assembly, and we don't have to give the impression that the General Assembly is just a mailing list, and that on the mailing list we can conduct business and do online voting without verification of the personalities and without verification that we don't have spoofed addresses and all that jazz.
Okay. Thank you, Roberto. I appreciate to urge that Elizabeth, suggest Elizabeth put out a request to each one of the constituents, the secretariats, or people like Mike Pallage to encourage the their members to attend the GA meeting. Also, I'd ask each one of the Names Council representatives to talk it up as well, if you would. We have one more item, I think, review here, and if I miss something, please help me out, people. But
Ken, Philip here. Just an agreement, really, on also the exact hours that we want the GA to be running. Again, maybe if it's 3 hours, it could be 9 to 12. We just need to agree to that because it's our meeting, and I can would like to know.
Roberto, are you comfortable with, let's say, 9 to 12 or 9:30 to 12:30?
Well, I'm comfortable with what I see on the, well, okay, yeah, 9 to 12 is fine.
Okay.
I saw that the morning meetings were 9 to 12, 9 to 12:30. I think that that is fine.
All righty, fine. Let's plan on the GA meeting at this point in time.
Die Terminierung Ihrer Konferenz endet in 10 Minuten. Your conference is scheduled to end in 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. we'll get it done then. Thank you for extending it, Michael. I appreciate that. All right. The agenda at this point in time, the time parameters will be the General Assembly meeting will start at 9 o'clock on the morning of March 8th and run until 12 o'clock. Names Council meeting will start at 2 o'clock and run until 5 o'clock. That should give us adequate time. Are there any concerns or additional comments, or can I assume that's acceptable with everyone?
Ken?
Yes.
Elizabeth speaking. If I recall, former meeting of General Assembly and Names Council, it was useful sometimes to share the agenda between the two of them and avoid redundancy. So if we have working group, whatever one, making report to the General Assembly, it is not necessary to do it twice a day.
I'd have to agree with you there.
So
I do think it would be very useful if the chairman of the working group would try to attend the, if you're getting a report for the GA meeting in the morning, or the chair would try to attend the Names Council meeting in the afternoon. I know we do have Names Council co-chairs, but some of the people like Jonathan are much more involved, and it would be nice to have them there available for questions from Names Council people in the afternoon. So if we're going to use that procedure, Liz, please inform the chair that the chairman would like to have them there for the afternoon meetings. Okay? All right, let's go on to the Berkman Center proposal on Names Council meetings. Go ahead and pick that up.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's put it behind. I don't know if my name is against that. I didn't spot earlier on the agenda, and Dennis has left us, hasn't he?
Yes.
I think my name there is, I guess, because it was myself, Dennis, and Richard, wasn't it? That
yes,
Richard made some proposals on those. They had been, I think, circulated last time, and perhaps it was just on the agenda because we needed agreement for that. Would that be right, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, are you with us still?
I'm sorry, I was just reading a comment from somebody.
Okay.
Please go over it again.
Elizabeth, I was just saying that the agenda item for Berkman Center proposals, which was the short proposal that Richard Lindsay had circulated to us some weeks ago, was on the agenda because it needed to be formally adopted. Was that correct?
I believe yes. I believe you are correct. We had a report from Richard. It is true, and you have to decide what to do with that.
Okay, I apologize. As I said, I'm kind of jumping in here for Caroline at the last minute. So I'm assuming then that this item H is basically a formal adoption of the rules as presented by the committee that consists of Dennis, Richard, and Philip. First of all, I'll ask if there were any additional comments or questions regarding these rules from any members of the Names Council at this point in time. Okay. Not hearing it.
I am just rereading Richard Lindsay's report. It ends, he was requesting comments, and I do not recall if he got comments from the Names Council, so maybe it is a good thing to request one more?
Well,
let me just speak on it. What we said was very straightforward, actually. We basically said that we recommended implementing the procedures proposed by the Berkman Center, and that was a proposal that we've seen before presented in Los Angeles to us. And we had a suggestion that a couple of simple little things could change, like at a physical meeting, there was an additional white card. Which would be for a normal intervention because we have a card to indicate to speak, and a suggestion that for teleconferences, the equivalent to those cards in terms of speaking could be saying white card, yellow card, or red card, or the name of the intervention. It was just a way of making slightly practical the proposal there. And there was also a recommendation, I think, on the intake committee and its membership.
I'm listening to Philip, but I think you're finishing the synopsis there. At this point in time, I'd like to move for adoption of the rules for the meeting for Cairo. Do I have a second out there?
I can say
sorry, I can't tell whether I'm heard even. Hello?
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 Yes. Did anyone hear the motion I made to adopt the rules as presented and reviewed?
Second.
Okay, I'm losing everybody here, so. At this point in time, are there any negative votes for adoption of these rules?
This is Liza again.
Yeah.
This is not my opinion, though. Actually, Kathy kind of asked me to convey her concerns. So according to her concerns was, she thinks this Berkman Center, she thinks Berkman Center's proposal might be very unfavorable to non-commercial organizations and non-native speakers of English. So to tell the truth, I didn't read the Dennis's proposal yet, but what she explained was Dennis's proposal might be the best for non-commercial constituencies and non-native speakers of English because, I agree is we need time to understand what is the issues and it takes some time to convey the issues to non-commercial organizations. So that's what she concerns. So I'm not sure how to reflect her opinion.
I would say this much, I'm somewhat disappointed that Catherine did not make her concerns available to the other members of the Names Council earlier than this point in time, because Richard's postings were out there for a significant period of time, and I think it would have been much easier to get this issue out on the table. And the only thing I could do at this point in time would be to assume that what you're telling me is that the Names Council constituency, namely Catherine, has given you authority to vote against that proposal. But I don't think at this point in time we can go any further with this if she had only commented and brought this up at an earlier point.
Well, so maybe what I can suggest is, if you don't really mind, maybe could we have one more maybe title meeting kind of temporarily adopting some certain rules, and can we wait until Kaido meetings to have casting a vote, and then maybe that might be much clearer for all of us?
I hear what you're saying. I don't have a problem with that of the other members of the Names Council, but I can say this much, and that is that it would be my intention at the Cairo meeting to have a vote if Catherine and people who may have concerns about this are not in a position to bring those concerns to light in a broader forum on the list and stuff like that, then I'm just going to use the information I have available to cast my vote in Cairo. Is there anyone here in the Names Council who has an objection to us just adopting these on a temporary basis and make a formal vote in Cairo?
No, I support that.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I support it too.
Thank you, Philip. At this point in time, then, I'm going to go ahead and table the request for formal adoption of the rules, and we'll go ahead and run the Cairo meeting on the on a temporary basis. We'll use the rules similar to what we had the last time. I'll probably ask Ben to take a couple minutes before the meeting to re-review everything with us, because I think we did do some fine-tuning. At this point in time, I think we're down to the end, and we're going to get shut off any minute by Deutsche Telekom, so I'm going to propose we close the Names Council meeting, and hopefully there's no more additional open items here. Is there anyone opposed to postponing the meeting at this time?
I have one comment, Ken. I believe we have to publish more detailed agenda for Cairo, and do you set any deadline for that?
Louis?
The sooner you can do it, the better. There's no formal deadline that I recall, but I may be mistaken.
My feeling is this, Elizabeth. Today is the 18th of February. I would propose we have a deadline, an agenda deadline, no later than February the 25th. That would give me one more week.
May I suggest, for personal reasons, February 28 or 29?
Okay, let's put the 28th. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. At this point in time, then, I would like to call the meeting closed and thank all of you for your participation. It's been long. We haven't had one of these for
quite a period of time. And best wishes to you all, and I look forward to seeing you in Cairo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.